post about my Cleveland sports teams, and I hope you'll understand why I gave your post a cursory glance and dismissed it out of hand. Because you spelled lose, L-O-O-S-E, which makes you an idiot moron to me. And for reasons you're about to see, I take it very personally. Lose is a four-letter word, just like hate or LeBron. But posters on the internet always seem to get it wrong. They think it has an extra O, but I know that it's just not so. When you root for Cleveland sports teams,
well, it's something that you know.
The Browns, the Cavs, the Indians, year in, year out, they blow. So take it from a Cleveland fan, lose has a single O. The Cavs did not lose 60 games, but rather they did lose them. For that, you don't need double O's, but twits like you still use them. I've seen the Browns lose title games, and the word is lose, not loose. There are no dictionaries needed when your head's inside a noose. Lose is a four-letter word, like John Elway or LeBron. But posters on the internet always seem to get it wrong. They think it has an extra O, but I know that it's just not so. When you root for Cleveland sports teams,
well, it's something that you know.
Cleveland fans can spell lose in their sleep, which is, incidentally, how Jose Mesa pitched the ninth inning of Game 7 of the 1997 World Series, in which he gave up the tying run that led to...
Stop haunting me, Jose Mesa!
We may not have a championship, but we do know how to spell. Let the other guys go to Disney World, or better yet, go to hell. A single O is all you need, if you'll pardon the correction, as I hoist a single finger in your general direction. Lose is a four-letter word, like Michael Jordan or LeBron. Or Ernest Biner, who fumbled on the way to the end zone in the 1987 AFC Championship game. Or Steve Bartman, who interfered with a foul ball in the... Oh, wait, that was the Cubs. Oh, dear, what is going on here?
I'm losing it! By George, I'm really losing it!